Hello. Our next word is process. P is for process. And we're going through our entrepreneur alphabet, A to Z, and we're on P at this point. Process is a series of actions or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. So, as you are building your business, there are certain steps for the various disciplines within your business, whether it's the process for hiring people, the process for creating your product, the process for running advertisement campaigns, your process for acquiring new clients, process for onboarding new clients. These are processes. Now, most of these processes probably live in your head. That's where they do for most people, especially small businesses. But if you're small, but thinking toward the future, thinking big with the plan of growing, then it's good to find time to write down your processes. Create a process manual. And the whole idea around processes is that they're repeatable and therefore you get the same results. It's like any other industry. In sports, they have a playbook. That playbook, they've written down the different steps, the different maneuvers they take to get success, as in winning a game. Everybody's playbook is sacred. You know, that's the worst thing another team could do is someone get a hold of your playbook. Recipes, they are step-by-step instructions so you get repeatable results. So if you have a business or a service, writing down not only reminds you, but you can also look back, you can tweak and improve them. But also as you scale, eventually as an entrepreneur, you have to create a clone. You have to create someone that can do what you do so that you can spread out in other areas or go after different markets or expand the vision or be the face of the vision. And so you have to leave certain processes to other people in the business. There's a whole discipline about writing down processes, how to capture them, how to create them in visual formats. And there are people who can help you define your process and refine your processes. But early on as entrepreneurs, it's you have to work with what you have. And a lot of times you're not going out and hiring a professional. But Google, YouTube, all of the various online resources have some instructions or outlines or templates. Like I said, it might start with creating an employee manual and what's included in an employee manual. If you just Google that, you'll find plenty of information to help you, to guide you. So, start thinking about it sooner versus later, because you never know when that moment comes where you've got to hand the reins over. Some emergency or something that just happens to need your attention means that you have to step away from the business. And the worst thing for most entrepreneurs, if not all, is that you set it up where it's completely dependent on you. And if you have to step away, then it's as if you have to close the doors of the business until you can return. And oftentimes you lose ground by the time you do return. Even if it's just a very short period of time, you're losing momentum. So prepare yourself where someone else can step in for certain processes, certain procedures, whether temporary or long-term, to help keep, and here's a word for you, continuity. All right, that's our topic. I hope you got some good nuggets out of that, and keep listening. Thanks. Bye.